Morning, everyone. Well, my name is Eniola Adeoye, and wife to Siju, and father of Joshua and Esther. Well, we've been in this church now for over 2 years, and people will normally come up to me and say, are you Siju's husband? Are you Siju's husband? So a lot of times when I'm introducing myself to people, I would say, I'm Siju's husband. You know, and that was quite funny. In fact, I wanted to start saying to people, I'm Mr. Siju. After a while, because obviously that's how people, you know, got to know me. So this morning, we're going to be looking at ingredients of faith. And that's the dessert part of it, introducing myself. We're going to now go to ingredients of faith, and we're going to be children, we're going to be cooking a nice meal this morning. And the meal is called faith. Who likes to cook amongst you? Who likes cooking? I prefer eating. I prefer eating and sometimes cleaning up. Cleaning up. Do you like cleaning up or eating? Oh, my children like eating and not cleaning up. I understand that perfectly. Amen. So we're going to cook a meal, not a real meal, but faith. That's what we're looking at this morning. And our first ingredient is need. That's our first ingredient. So who normally helps mom or dad cook at home? So just, you know, cooking now and just staring. Yeah, staring and staring and staring. Faith. The meal we're cooking this morning is an invisible meal. If you can just picture faith in your mind. So this morning, we cannot have faith without having a need. Need is very, very important. Luke 18, 5 and 8. Luke 18:5-8. Two verses from our text this morning, talking about the widow. It says, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. How many of you children bother mommy for something? Wait. Toys? Sweets? iPads? Food? Television? A lot of times when my kids are naughty, I send them to their room and then they can watch TV. That's a need. Some of you, your need today is food. Some is sweet. What sort of sweets do you normally like? Haribos. As adults, what are our needs? A lot of us come to Jesus with a need. I remember last week, Saju was talking about people that came to Jesus because of a need and those that came to Jesus before they knew Jesus. And I was saying, you know, when the microphone came to me, that I came to Jesus because I had a need and my mom had a need. I was mentally ill. And as a result of my mental illness, this was over 23 years ago, in 94. My mom's faith was challenged as a result of my need. So her faith matched my need. She became even a bigger person of faith. She had faith before, but because of my situation, her faith grew and grew and grew. Went into a place of prayer. And for a few days, prayed, fasted, sought God's face. Just like that woman. That woman sought the judge and said to the judge, you've got to answer me. You know? So can we see verse 8 as well of Luke 18? Verse 8. I tell you, it will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith? I love the children's faith this morning. Whenever, you know, they want something from mommy, they know how to get it. Don't you? They know how to get it. Amen. Mark 1:40. Sometimes children know how to get things, then we know how to get things from God. You know, they can moan at us, and they can, you know, make all sorts of faces at us. You know, they know how to tug at our heartstrings. 40, it says, a man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, if you're willing, you can make me clean. There was a need. The man had a need. He needed to be healed of leprosy. He begged God. Do we sometimes beg children? Begging, sometimes when my children are naughty, they beg, Dad, can we have that thing? Please, Dad. Sometimes I still will make that. That face to me, and Joshua as well. Well, sometimes I don't give in. Sometimes, but sometimes I find myself giving in. So let's look at the first slide. The first slide. I said, knocking on God's door, asking for something. You know, my mom knocked. I need healing from my son. Healing. Heal my son of mental illness, which God answered. And I've never been mentally ill since then. Our children as well, when they need something from us, they knock. Have you ever found yourself knocking on mom or dad's door for something? Have you ever knocked? You've knocked. What have you knocked for? To sleep in our bed. There you go. That is very familiar. What else have you knocked for? Dinner. Food. I can bear witness to that. Children like food, just like we do as well. But there's sometimes, what else? TV and those lovely programs. TV. We watch a lot of TV, don't we? Sometimes I don't get to watch TV in my house because they take over the TV. They love going to cinema. You know, so children, we all have a need. The next slide, please. Wow. Who can tell me what that baby needs? That baby has a need. What does that baby need?
A dummy.
A dummy? Wow. A change of nappy. Oh, no. That baby has a need for something. And a need matches her faith. She believes that mom and dad will come to her rescue. What else? What else is that baby crying for?
Milk.
Can you pull a crying baby face? Who can pull it? Who can? Yeah, that's it. A better one? Yeah. Crying for something. God wants us to be needy. God wants us to have a need. When we have a need, our faith grows like a mustard seed. When we have a need, God wants us to be needy. He wants needy people. If you're not needy, you cannot have faith. If your need is small, that will be the level of your faith. If your need becomes bigger, the level of your faith increases. Amen. Like that woman. She was not even a Christian, but she was desperate. Like that baby, desperate for a change of nappy, desperate for milk. Someone said, desperate for a dummy. What else? Desperate for our older brother's toy. So your level of faith is driven by your level of need. John 2:3. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Can we say something here? Our only need is not material things. It's not iPads. It's not house. It's not dummy. It's not toys. Yes? Yes. It's not only to be, our need is not only to be woken up. So we have different needs. It's not only material things. Also, we have to be specific when it comes to a need. Like these children have said, they were specific. Some TV, they didn't beat around the bush, did they? They know what they want. Sometimes as adults, God wants us to come to Him and to be specific. What do I need? Not that. I'm not sure if I need a house, or I'm not sure what job I need. That's how some of us approach God. Not with certainty, not with boldness. Amen. So we have to be specific with our need. God is more likely to answer desperate people. You've got to be desperate with God. Sometimes our needs are not met because we don't show desperation. Desperation. You have a need, like that woman. She was desperate. She kept on, but we need to bother God. You know, are we willing to start bothering God? The greater our need, the greater our faith. You know, the bigger our project, the bigger our faith. And then God will answer us. You know, often at work, and this is the, you know, on the flip side. Now, often at work, someone will yell out and say, oh, God. Maybe Danny will know that person. You know, oh, God. And others will reply, he can't help you. I mean, that says it all. Oh, God. Oh, a few people just say, oh, well, he can't help you. And I've had to say to them a few times, well, he's helped me a number of times. But non-believers often do not need God's help. They do, but they pretend they don't. And because they don't have a need, they don't have faith. So as Christians, we always have a need. Just like these lovely children, we have our needs. They're not iPads, they're not TV like them. They're bigger needs, you know? We have to have faith. So we're going to go to our next ingredient. Our next ingredient is relationship. Relationship. So we're gonna pull that in again and stare. I think this, it smells good. And we're just gonna keep staring. Who's good at tasting mommy or daddy's food? Oh, I love tasting. Good at tasting. I'll give a few of you. It's yummy. You just gotta, you know, go on. Does it, give me, have your hand? Let me have your hand. Does it taste good? Is it yummy? Oh, that's yummy. Yeah, it's invisible. So, relationship. Matthew 6, verse 33. It's a very familiar scripture. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So it's important, in as much as we're needy people and we need gifts and we need things from God, I would advise that we seek the giver of these gifts. Just like our children, they seek us for things. For gifts, for toys, for TV. But they come to us as the giver, don't they? To get this thing. So God wants us to seek Him first and not the gift. Inasmuch as we're going to need things from God, it is always better to seek God first. Yeah, the slide on that, the next slide. Fellowship. I said earlier that we're needy people, but God is also a needy person. How many of us know that God needs us? He desires a relationship from us. He wants to relate with us. Hence, it says, seek ye first. He wants us to seek Him. God is needy. God can be lonely sometimes. That's why He wants you. He wants you to seek Him. He wants you to desire Him. These children, I'm sure they will tell us that you don't only love us for the gifts. Do you? You love us as your parents as well, don't you? Even though you're annoyed with us sometimes. You're not happy with us sometimes, are you? Pardon? well, we're good at saying no. Yeah, we say no to food. Sometimes we say no to iPad. Sometimes we say no to TV when you're naughty. When you're being naughty and you're crying all the time. Like that baby. Amen. So God desires us to have a relationship with him. Seek is to try to find. Seek is different from asking. Asking is, you know, yeah, God wants us to ask, but when you seek, that means you desire something. You have a great need for something. Just like God had a great need that we get saved. So he sent Jesus. There was a need for us to be saved. So he sacrificed, he gave up his son, Jesus Christ. Philippians 3, verse 10. Philippians 3, verse 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. So our desire is to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, knowing why we were saved, why we were delivered, why we keep getting saved, why we keep getting delivered. Knowing the power of salvation, the power of the blood of Jesus that saved us and keeps saving us and cleansing us from every sin. So the need is important. Focusing on the need is important, but focusing on the giver is even better. Just like our lovely children do. And our last ingredient, who's going to help me with the last ingredient? All right, you come and help me. You come and help me pour it. Come on. Come. Let him help us. So just pour it in. Pour it into the wok. Go on. Just pour it in. Oh, that's nice. Okay. Thank you very much. Yes. So that's our last ingredient. Confidence. That woman showed confidence, didn't she? She showed confidence. She wasn't a believer, but she showed great, great confidence. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence. With what? With confidence. When our children come knocking, they come with confidence, don't you? You come believing, don't you, that you're going to get that thing from mom and dad, right? No, not all the time. When you've been naughty, you don't come confident. But God says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help. Grace is unmerited favor, a favor we don't deserve. Just like children sometimes, they don't deserve the iPads, they don't deserve the TV. Do you? Not all the time. When you're naughty, you don't deserve us giving you what you need. Sometimes we don't give in, but sometimes we're like, all right, you can have the TV, you can watch the TV, you can have the iPads. Amen? So God wants us to come with confidence. Can we have the next slide? God wants us to come with confidence. Yes. That's a gorilla pounding his chest. Yeah? Warning the rivals and saying to the rivals, I'm here. Confidence, right? Confidence. God wants us to approach him with confidence, believing. Yes, just like my dad and my mom will give me things. When I pray to God, I need to pray to God like that gorilla. Yes, I can get what I want. I believe in God. Yes? Right? Who can give me a good impression of a gorilla pounding? Yes. Confidence, yeah? So we need to have confidence approaching God's throne. He's our Father and he loves us. Just like that woman approached God, approached the judge, who is God, and got what she wanted. Just like we approach our parents, and sometimes when we're good, even sometimes when we're naughty, we get what we want. He wants us to approach him with confidence. The next slide, the last slide. Who is that? What does the boss baby remind you of?
A grown up.
What else? Was he confident? Was he bold? Did he most times get what he wanted at the beginning of the story? Yes, a boss baby. When we approach God like the boss baby, you know, sitting on his throne and, you know, yeah, I want an iPad. Yeah, I want a toy. So when we go to God, we don't go to God like that. God, I'm not sure what I want. I don't know if it's an iPad that I want. You go to God like, yeah. Same as adults. When we go to God, we go to God boldly. He says, let us come boldly into his throne for whatever we want. Amen. So God wants us to approach him with boldness. So those are three ingredients of faith. Our lovely yummy. Did you enjoy the cooking? Was it yummy? Did it taste good? So who can remind me of one ingredient of faith that we need? Yeah. Confidence or boldness. Not being scared to approach God, yes? Need. We can't have great faith if we don't have a need. Then it makes no sense. Faith and need goes hand in hand. What's the last one? What's the other one? No. That's a visible one. Yeah? Relationship. We need to have a relationship with God. We need to come boldly into his throne of grace, confidently, knowing that we have a relationship with him. You know, seeking the giver instead of the gift, even though we have gifts. Amen. Shall we pray? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for faith. Father, we thank you for confidence. We pray that you give us confidence to approach your throne of grace, just like that woman in the Bible. Father, Lord Almighty, we pray that you give us a relationship with you. We yearn from you. We desire to know you. We desire to know you as our giver, not just seeking gifts from you. Father, Lord Almighty, we pray that whenever we come to you with a desperate need so that our faith can increase. Father, bless us with a great faith so that we can get from you, not just for ourselves, but to be a blessing to the world. So that we can reach out to the world. Spiritually, we can bless the world. Even physically, we can bless the world. Father, help us to seek you. And when we seek you, we will find you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.